Before bridges crossed rivers, communities often relied upon ferries to carry people and supplies. In some cases, those ferry operators were able to build thriving businesses. Two such men lived in the middle of a vast desert. The story on the American countryside brought to you by Exmark Mowers, where you'll get the best cut faster.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Not much rain falls on either side of California's border with Arizona. However, rivers that pass through the area could carry huge snow melts from the mountains to the north and east.
In these really wide valleys that might be 6 miles across, the Colorado River could fill up most of that valley. It may not be that deep.
Tina Clark is a historian for the city of Yuma. Here at the Narrows at Yuma Crossing, the river slid through a gap between two masses of granite, making it a crossing point.
What we had set up here at Yuma was a rope ferry, and the buggies, stage coaches, the Butterfield stage, and riders on horseback, U.S. Army personnel, used this rope ferry.
Louis Yeager owned the important ferry in Yuma.
He wrote in his journal, on one Sunday afternoon, today crossed 5,000 sheep, $1 per head. Louis Yeager was probably raking in about $200,000 a month as a ferryman.
Major Heitzelman, in charge of Fort Yuma, the outpost protecting the ferry, wrote in his journal,
"What is a wonderful guy like me doing in a place like this? At least I'm going to get rich." So Major Heitzelman was the secret silent partner of Louis Yeager's, and these two guys were really rolling in the dough.
Traveling the countryside. In Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.